All right, so we're diving into this mountain of info on FHA loans today.
Okay.
Specifically, we're going to tackle income requirements.
Right.
They can seem a little confusing.
Yeah.
But honestly, FHA loans are way more flexible than people think.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for some, like, aha moments?
Absolutely.
I think so, yeah.
A lot of people think FHA loans are just for first-timers or people with not a lot of income.
Right.
But it's not the whole story.
Okay.
The FHA, or Federal Housing Administration, wants to make home ownership possible for a wider range of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that means being adaptable about how they view income.
Okay, so let's break down what that means.
Okay.
So beyond, like, your 9-to-5 paycheck,
yeah.
What else did the FHA consider?
Well, think about all those little extras that help boost your bank account.
Okay.
So like regular bonuses from your job,
mm-hmm.
commissions from those big sales you've closed.
Right.
All that counts. And it doesn't have to be just work-related either. Retirement income, alimony, even child support can be factored in.
Wait, so you're saying that even like that side hustle you're running,
yes,
could help you qualify for a home loan?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
It's all about showing a consistent flow of funds.
Right.
Even if it's not the traditional model.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the FHA isn't just going to take your word for it.
Right.
Documentation is key.
Right. That makes sense. So for someone with a regular job, what kind of paperwork are we talking about?
The usual suspects are in play.
Okay.
So recent pay stubs, W-2 forms, and a letter from your employer verifying everything.
Got it.
But here's where it gets interesting. The FHA also wants to see the bigger picture.
Okay.
With 2 years of federal tax returns.
2 years? That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Why do they need that much history?
It's all about establishing a pattern of reliable income.
Okay.
Those tax returns give a comprehensive view of your financial track record, which helps lenders assess your ability to manage a mortgage.
Right.
Alongside all your other obligations.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Especially if you've had, like, some income fluctuations.
Yeah.
But for someone who's self-employed,
mm-hmm.
it must be even trickier to prove income.
You're right.
Yeah.
For our entrepreneurial listeners out there, those 2 years of tax returns are even more important.
Okay.
On top of that, you'll need profit and loss statements.
Gotcha.
Preferably prepared by an accountant.
Yeah.
Or notarized if you've done them yourself.
Okay.
And don't forget business licenses or certifications.
Wow, that's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
It sounds like being organized is half the battle here.
Organization is your superpower when applying for an FHA loan.
Okay.
Especially if you're self-employed.
Right.
Having all your financial ducks in a row not only speeds up the process,
yeah.
but can sometimes make the difference between getting approved or denied.
Wow.
And remember, each lender might have their own specific requirements on top of the general FHA guidelines.
Okay, so checking in with your lender early on is crucial. Now, before we dive into those lender-specific details, let's talk about this this mysterious debt-to-income ratio.
Right.
Or DTI that I keep hearing about.
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
Right.
And why is it so important for FHA loans?
The DTI is basically a snapshot of your monthly debt.
Okay.
Compared to your gross monthly income.
Got it.
Think of it as a way for lenders to assess if you can comfortably handle a mortgage payment
mm-hmm.
without being stretched too thin.
Right.
The FHA uses two types of DTI, front end and back end.
Okay, so front end and back end DTI.
Yes.
Those sound a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Can you break those down for us?
Absolutely. Front end DTI looks specifically at your potential housing expenses.
Okay.
So your mortgage payment, property taxes, and insurance
right.
compared to your income. It's all about making sure that chunk of your budget isn't too overwhelming. Mm-hmm.
The back-end DTI takes into account all of your monthly debt obligations.
Okay.
So credit card payments, car loans, student loans.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And compares that to your income.
So it's like a big picture budget check.
Right.
The FHA wants to make sure you can comfortably afford your new home without, you know, drowning in debt.
Exactly.
What are the DTI percentages the FHA is looking for?
They typically prefer a front-end DTI of 31% or lower.
Okay.
And a back-end DTI of 43% or lower.
Gotcha.
But remember, these are just guidelines.
Okay.
There can be exceptions, especially if you have compensating factors.
Compensating factors. What do you mean by that?
Think of it as bonus points for your application.
Okay.
A large down payment excellent credit history, or significant savings can sometimes offset a slightly higher DTI.
Oh, that's good to know. It seems like the FHA really tries to look at the whole picture.
Exactly. They want to see that you're a responsible borrower.
Right.
With a good track record. Now, I'm sure even with all this flexibility, there are still challenges people face.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to these income requirements.
Definitely.
What are some of the common hurdles you see borrowers struggling with?
One of the biggest challenges, especially for those with non-traditional income, is proving stability.
Right.
If you have seasonal work, irregular income, or are a freelancer or gig worker, it can be trickier to show a consistent flow of funds.
That makes sense. Traditional pay stubs and employment verification letters don't always apply in those situations.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes missing tax documents or incomplete employment verification can cause delays in the loan process.
Oh, right.
It's like showing up for a marathon without your running shoes.
Uh-huh.
You might be ready to go the distance, but you're missing a key element.
So what can borrowers do to, like, avoid those potential roadblocks?
Right.
Any pro tips for making this whole process smoother?
Sure.
Especially for our listeners who are just starting to think about buying a home.
One of the best things you can do early on is to connect with a lender and get pre-approved.
Okay.
It's like a test run for your finances.
Gotcha.
You'll get a clear picture of what you can realistically afford.
Right.
And what kind of interest rates you might qualify for.
That sounds like a smart move, especially in a competitive market.
Yeah.
It's like having your financial game plan ready to go.
Exactly.
Are there any specific lenders you recommend?
Yeah.
For our listeners who are interested in exploring FHA loans.
Absolutely. American Multilenders has a fantastic reputation for working with borrowers from all walks of life.
Okay.
Including those with non-traditional income situations.
Great.
They're experts in navigating the nuances of FHA loans,
mm-hmm,
and can guide you through every step of the pre-approval process.
That's great to know. We'll make sure to include a link to their website in the show notes
Hey.
So our listeners can check them out.
Awesome.
But for now, let's dive a little deeper into some of the specific challenges self-employed borrowers face.
Okay. Self-employment definitely adds another layer of complexity.
Oh, yeah.
To the whole mortgage process.
For sure.
One of the biggest hurdles is proving consistent and reliable income history.
Right.
Which we all know can be a little bit of a roller coaster when you're running your own show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Even if your business is doing well overall, you know, there can be months when income, like, dips.
Mm-hmm.
How does the FHA handle those, like, fluctuations when they're evaluating a self-employed borrower?
That's where those 2 years of tax returns and profit and loss statements become so crucial.
Okay.
Instead of just focusing on a single month's income, they're looking for patterns and trends over time.
Gotcha.
They want to see that your business has legs.
Right.
Even if there are, like, occasional dips in revenue.
So even if you had, like, a slow month or two, it won't necessarily, like, derail your entire application.
Exactly. The FHA understands that business isn't always a perfectly straight line upwards.
Yeah, right.
What they're really looking for is a track record of consistent earnings.
Okay.
And the ability to manage your finances through those ups and downs.
That makes a lot of sense. But I imagine it can still be challenging, like, to present that information in a way that satisfies the FHA.
Yeah.
What tips do you have for self-employed borrowers to make this process as smooth as possible?
First and foremost, be meticulous about your financial records.
Okay.
Think of it like building a strong foundation,
mm-hmm,
for your home loan.
Right.
The more organized you are,
yeah,
the easier it will be to document your income and meet the FHA's requirements.
So no more, like, shoebox full of receipts.
Right.
And hoping for the best at tax time.
Exactly. Use accounting software, spreadsheets, whatever works for you.
Okay.
But track everything.
Okay.
Every invoice, every expense, every payment, it all adds up.
Yeah.
To create a clear picture of your business's financial health.
Right.
And speaking of financial health, make sure your tax returns are accurate and up to date.
Mm.
Any discrepancies or missing information can trigger delays and raise red flags for lenders.
It sounds like procrastination is not your friend when it comes to FHA loans.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Especially when you're self-employed, staying on top of your finances is crucial.
Right.
It not only helps you run your business effectively,
yeah,
but it also builds trust with lenders.
You mentioned profit and loss statements earlier.
Right.
Can you remind us why those are so important and how they, like, factor into the FHA's evaluation?
Profit and loss statements, or P&Ls, are like a financial report card for your business.
Okay.
They show your revenue, expenses, and net profit over a specific period, usually a month, quarter, or year.
Gotcha.
The FHA uses them to assess the profitability and sustainability of your business.
So it's not enough to just show that you're, you know, bringing in money. They also want to see that you're, you know, managing expenses and making a profit.
Exactly. A healthy profit margin demonstrates that your business is viable.
Right.
And that you have the capacity to handle your financial obligations, including a mortgage.
But what if your business is, like, relatively new?
Yeah.
Or you've had, like, a few lean months?
Right.
Does that automatically disqualify you?
Not necessarily. While the FHA typically likes to see 2 years of tax returns and P&Ls, they understand that circumstances vary.
Okay.
If your business hasn't been operating for that long, you may need to provide additional documentation.
Oh, okay.
To supplement those records.
What kind of additional documentation are we talking about?
Right.
What can help bridge that gap?
Think about anything that can validate your income.
Okay.
And demonstrate your earning potential.
Gotcha.
So bank statements showing consistent deposits, invoices for completed work, contracts for future projects.
Right.
All of those can help paint a clearer picture for lenders.
First, about like finding creative ways to demonstrate your financial stability.
Exactly.
Even if you don't have the traditional 2 years of history.
Don't be afraid to think outside the box and provide any documentation that supports your case.
Okay.
Remember, lenders want to see that you're a good risk.
Right.
And sometimes that requires going the extra mile to prove yourself.
This all makes sense, but even with all the like right documentation.
Yeah.
I imagine there are still like unique challenges that self-employed borrowers face.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about like fluctuating income.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some other hurdles specific to self-employment?
One thing that often trips people up is the way self-employed individuals handle taxes.
Okay.
We all love a good deduction, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to FHA loans, those write-offs can sometimes work against you.
Wait, really? Why is that? Isn't it smart to like take advantage of every legal deduction?
Absolutely. From a tax perspective, it's a savvy move.
Yeah.
But remember, the FHA is focused on your actual earning potential.
Right.
If you've claimed a lot of deductions, your taxable income might appear lower than it really is.
Oh, okay.
Which can affect your DTI and overall loan eligibility.
So it's this balancing act between like minimizing your tax burden and maximizing your borrowing power.
Right.
How do you find that that sweet spot?
That's where working with a tax professional or financial advisor can be incredibly valuable.
Okay.
They can help you strategize and optimize your tax situation while still meeting the FHA's requirements.
Right.
It's like having a coach in your corner guiding you through the financial playbook.
That makes a lot of sense, especially when dealing with something as complex as FHA loans.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to seek expert advice.
Yeah.
And build a team of professionals who can support your homeownership goals.
It sounds like having that support system can make all the difference. All right. We've covered a ton of ground on FHA loans today, from income flexibility to the nuances of self-employment.
Right.
Now let's distill all this info
into
some key takeaways to help you navigate this process like a pro.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's all about turning knowledge into action, especially when it comes to something as important as home ownership.
First and foremost, remember that FHA loans are designed to open doors.
Right.
Not close them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get discouraged if your income situation isn't perfectly textbook.
Yeah.
The FHA considers a wider range of income sources than a lot of people realize.
For sure.
So don't count yourself out before exploring those options.
Exactly. Whether you have a side hustle, receive rental income, or have income from investments, it all contributes to the picture of your financial stability.
Speaking of financial stability, we've talked a lot about documentation today, and for a good reason.
Yeah.
Gathering all your paperwork up front might seem tedious, but it's the foundation for a smooth and successful loan application.
Think of it as setting the stage for your homeownership journey.
Right.
Having everything organized and readily available not only makes the process faster,
right,
but also shows lenders that you're serious and prepared.
And that level of preparation can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in a competitive market.
Absolutely. Lenders want to work with borrowers who are proactive and organized. Hmm. It builds trust and confidence right from the start.
Now, beyond documentation, we can't forget about that that all-important debt-to-income ratio.
Right.
Keeping your DTI in check is crucial for FHA loan approval.
It's all about finding that balance between your income and your financial obligations.
Right.
The lower your DTI, the more breathing room you'll have.
Okay.
Which translates into a stronger application.
Right.
And potentially better loan terms.
So for our listeners who are just starting to think about buying a home, what's the first step they should take?
Yeah.
Where do you even begin with all of this?
One of the smartest moves you can make is to get pre-approved for a loan.
Okay.
It's like getting a sneak peek into your financial future and seeing what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-approval not only gives you a realistic idea of how much home you can afford,
okay,
but also shows sellers that you're a serious buyer with your financing in order.
It's like having a golden ticket.
Right.
In the world of real estate.
Exactly.
It streamlines the process and puts you in a stronger position when you're ready to make an offer.
Exactly. Mm. And when it comes to pre-approval, I highly recommend checking out American Multilenders.
Okay.
They've got a stellar reputation for working with a diverse range of borrowers, including those with unique income situations.
We've mentioned them a few times today.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
For sure.
They're known for their expertise in FHA loans and their commitment to helping people achieve their home ownership dreams.
They really go the extra mile to make the process as smooth and transparent as possible.
Right.
Which can be a huge relief when you're navigating the sometimes complex world of mortgages.
We'll definitely include a link to their website in the show notes.
Okay.
So our listeners can connect with them directly.
Sorry.
But before we sign off, I want to leave everyone with one final thought.
Okay.
Knowledge is power.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to something as big as buying a home.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
The more informed you are about FHA loans, the more confident and empowered you'll be throughout the entire journey.
So do your research.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to advocate for yourself.
Absolutely.
Remember, you deserve to feel comfortable and informed every step of the way.
Absolutely. Home ownership is a major milestone, and it's a journey best taken with knowledge and confidence as your companions.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into FHA loans.
Okay.
We hope you feel equipped and ready to tackle that home buying process.
Until next time, happy house hunting.